different buildings where you keep different animals and different parts of the farm and things like that.
Yes, sir.
Just whatever comes to mind.
Sure. Well, we had a tub of fair bond, you know, because we moved in it where on the boss man's farm where he used to live, and he had a right nice barn. Of course, for one place where we kept some of the stock, you know, in the hay and feed and stuff. And so, oh, you know, here's a barn made up and installs in on it, you know, and there's a floor in there, it's kind of upstairs where we put the hay. We cut hay out of the field, haul it up and pack it back in there, you know, to feed the stock on. Yes, and we'd have stalls for them to stand in and feed them.
Mm-hmm. And the part where you kept the hay, did you keep it up?
Yes, sir, up above the stalls and all.
What would you call that up there? Is that...
Well, we call it, well, back here we call it up in the loft, barn loft.
I see.
Of course, that's what we call it back here.
And where would you keep, did you have corn?
Yes, sir, we had corn. We had a little pen built out there. We'd take, go out in the woods and cut us some logs. So long, probably 10 or 12 foot long, you know, and build us a pen. Lay them logs there and chop out a notch and join corners with them and make us a pen there, you know. Mm-hmm. And of course, we'd take little poles then, and if we didn't have them hewed down where the cone wouldn't come through the crack, get us some little long poles and cut and push in the crack and nail them on there. Keep cones from coming out. Get out there and cut some trees down and rive boards and make boards shingles to cover it with.
Mm-hmm. And did you have a name for that place?
A crib.
Crib.
That's what we call it, a crib. Corn crib.
Uh-huh. Did you have a name for any other little sheds that you'd have around?
Well, we'd have a hog pen. Yeah, we'd have a little hog pen. That's where we'd build up a hog pen, build it up so much, you know, and just like that, you know, and put a floor in it for the hogs to fatten them on, you know. And then we'd get out there, you know, and cut rails and stack them in round and build a fence to put a little pasture in, something like a quarter of an acre to have several hogs to get through the summer till fattening time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have a place to keep things like oats?
No, sir. We didn't have oats like that much, no, sir, dear. What oats we would have then, we would just cut them like hay. And just, you know, when they grew up, we just cut them down and let them cure for hay and just put them in the barn, you know, just like grass hay.
I see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You make all of this very clear. I appreciate it very much because, you know, a lot of this is new to me, and I don't really understand
sure,
it very well.
Sure, yes, sir.
And so some of the questions I ask you may not seem, may seem kind of foolish, but I really don't know. For example,
yes,
I knew that you grew oats, but I didn't know that you actually didn't grow it as a crop.
Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir, sure. Now in these late years, that was back in them years, the late years, of course, they didn't grow them, you know, and then have them, you know, combine. All such as that, you know.
But when you were a boy,
no, sir. Mm-hmm. In other words, we mostly cut them then. We cut oats, we sowed early in the spring, and that's what we'd feed on to have feed to feed our stock and finish the crop on, because if we didn't have enough of corn, we'd sow the oats early in March, and then we'd get out there with these old cradles and cut them oats by hand, not by mules, and cut them oats and make a big stroke and lay them out and then bond them up and then haul them up like that.
Mm-hmm. How would you, would they dry out?
Yes, they'd be drying up, that's right. We just cut them, you'd have them when they get ripe, yellow and ripe, ready to cut. And that's when we would cut them, you know, and bond them up.